Today I'm going to talk to you about what's inside, and more specifically, what's inside the silicon chip, where it's going, how it's changing, why it matters, and what the opportunities those changes present for all of us here this week at the Developers Forum.
This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News, reporting from Intel's Fall 2006 Developers Conference at San Francisco's Moscone West. It's Tuesday, September 26th. Intel CEO Paul Otellini gave the opening keynote address this morning to an audience of some 3,000 software developers, analysts, and members of the press. In his hour-long presentation, Otellini went through a laundry list of Intel's recent industry-significant innovations. He pushed Intel's Core 2 Duo processors, released in June, showed off the company's upcoming quad-core processor for desktop PCs, brought out an Apple computer executive to tout the transition of Apple's new computer product line to Intel Core Duo chips, and showed off an almost movie-realistic video game in development called Alan Wake, powered, of course, by Intel's quad-core processors. But perhaps the boldest announcement Otellini made was that Intel plans to prove Moore's Law can continue well into the next decade.
Now, at the most fundamental level, the thing that makes all this work, the thing that makes this come alive, is the transistor. And a lot has changed in the world of computing, but there's been one constant, and that's Moore's Law. Last year, Intel introduced the world's first 65-nanometer transistors. And this was significant increase, improvement in performance per watt. These transistors deliver up to 30% better performance, a five-fold reduction in leakage at the transistor level from the previous generation of 90 nanometers, and 30% smaller. In fact, up to 10 million transistors can now fit on the tip of your ballpoint pen. So how are we doing with 65 nanometers? This month, for the first time, Intel's microprocessor shipments on 65 nanometers are greater than those on 90. So we've crossed over in terms of our shipments from 90 to 65 nanometers. And this week, we will have shipped our 40 millionth 65-nanometer microprocessor. That's 8,000 trillion 65-nanometer transistors, and I've been assured that Justin Ratner, our CTO, has done the count on this, so it's absolutely verified. So what's next? We don't stop. We're the stewards of Moore's Law. I thought I'd talk a little bit about 45 nanometers. This kind of performance gives us the first-time capability to imagine things like real-time video search, or real-time speech translation from one language to another. What's inside matters.
Otellini went on to show off Intel's new 45-nanometer wafer production facilities, or fabs, in Arizona and Israel. In a prelude to CTO Justin Ratner's speech immediately following, he also showed a research teraflop prototype computer chip built with 80 cores. Phil Schiller, Senior VP of Marketing at Apple, joined Otellini, the first time an Apple executive has ever shared the stage at the Intel Developers Forum. Phil Schiller.
Just recently, Apple and Intel achieved a major milestone in our industry. We completed the transition of the entire Mac product line to Intel microprocessors. And I think when we look back on 2006, this will be seen as one of the top tech stories of the entire year, and something only that could have come about because of the incredible teamwork of Apple and Intel engineers working together, and because of the power and low power consumption of these new microprocessors. And for that, we really thank you, Paul, and thank everyone at Intel.
CEO Paul Otellini said that Intel's next product push, the quad-core processor, will be delivered this November.
The initial quad-core products will be targeted for the enthusiast or the gamer segment of the marketplace. This becomes the first quad-core chip that in the industry that will go into and is designed for a personal computer.
In his keynote this morning, Otellini dutifully covered the bases, talking about new server products for the enterprise market. Then he quickly transitioned into the digital home, announcing Intel's Vive hardware, which will connect digital media devices around the house, content partnerships with Yahoo Fantasy Sports, NBC, and others, Broadband to Go in a new class of ultra-mobile PCs, and the WiMAX-enabled Classmate PC tested in a rural school in Nigeria.
The Classmate PC is a prototype PC designed by Intel to extend education to students via the computer.
Between the lines of what seemed like a long list of new product announcements and development initiatives, an astute listener might find subtext running beneath today's thorough but somewhat lackluster keynote speech. Intel is trying to create a new consumer-centric perception of itself as a company. But it seems it's hoping to be linked in the consumer's mind not only with silicon and microprocessors, but with lifestyle technology, digital home entertainment systems, mobile pocket PCs, PC gaming, and entertainment content. It may seem like a stretch for the blue-shirted, button-down Ottolini to be talking about YouTube, fantasy sports, and gaming, but Intel knows where the market is going.
The things that people want to do require more processing power than ever before. PC games are approaching movie quality, as you'll see a little bit later. Google desktop search is becoming a de facto on the way we find data on our hard drives. Everyday tasks are evolving to include photo editing, antivirus software, some people doing video editing and so forth. And of course, the latest operating systems like OS X and Windows Vista are all driving the need for more and more compute power. If you take an example of YouTube, a 60-second simple clip on YouTube today would have taken almost the full capacity of a microprocessor in 2003. Here we're comparing it to the first Pentium M, the chip that went inside the first Centrino, essentially would have been consumed running that one 60-second clip. In 2004, about half of a Pentium 4 top-of-the-line processor would have been consumed running that same clip. You look today, though, with the new Intel Core 2 Duo, running that clip essentially doesn't consume just a few percents of the microprocessor power. It leaves much more capacity and capability for other things that we want to do while we're enjoying that clip. But video won't just stay there. Video will evolve, and the next threshold that will happen on the web is high-def video. It's only a matter of time before YouTube starts showing high-def video streams. For computers, much like people, despite our differences on the outside, is what's inside that counts.
Reporting from the Intel Developers Forum 2006 in San Francisco, I'm Catherine Giraudot with Podtech News.